conspiracy theory on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. And it comes via the 413, and that is that Kendrick Bourne is trying to get himself shipped up and out of here back to the Niners because they need a wide receiver.
So maybe, possibility.
Maybe that's why he's being vocal.
Oh, he's trying to get himself shipped up out of here down to Tampa Bay. Could be a massive possibility.
Yeah, maybe.
Because I mean, think about it. When's the last time you seen Kendrick Bourne catch a ball?
Yeah.
I mean, like he's, you know, I think we all thought he would be a nice, decent little player for this team. But
he'd be downgrading the QB he's getting passes from.
Who's that? Baker Mayfield?
No, if Bourne went to the Niners.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, he'd be with a better offensive coordinator.
That's
and true. Isn't he like, doesn't he seem like he has, like, what is his role? Like,
well, he's been, how long has he been here? Since 2021?
I think he was part of that 2021 offseason.
Yeah, the big, you know, the Hunter Henry thing. I mean, and he had, like, a solid, you like, all right, this is a guy that, you know, you could, he's probably not a number one, but he's a solid 2A, 2B, however you wanted to do it. He could do a few different things. And now he's just basically, you know, he's nowhere to be found. So if I was him, I'd want to get the hell out of here, too.
All right. Well, let's get to this, Shime.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where do you want to begin, Shime?
Well, Greg, I think it's only appropriate we begin with the most philosophical or douchey philosophical man in all of sports, the one and only Aaron Rodgers. many moons ago, he gave us the R-E-L-A-X phrase. Well, today he comes with a new analogy on a football season and on life. Here is Aaron Rodgers yesterday on the Pat McAfee Show.
I think you have to get yourself to a point, whether you're 2-5 or 5-2, what's the worst that could happen? And take your mind to that spot and deal with it. And then what's the best that could happen? And take your mind to that and deal with it. But deal with it and then move on. And just play free. We've been in this spot before. We, meaning myself and some of the guys I've played with. You know, there's the semi-famous relaxed statement. That was after 3 weeks, you know, going into week four. We were turning around. The power of belief is a snowball that can start an avalanche. And I think that's what we need. And it starts with me. You know?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
The power of belief.
Snowball.
And I find that thinking about those things is best in complete darkness.
He's basically saying, hey, listen, we got the get right team coming up this Sunday. So let's go out there, beat the Patriots, and this will turn things around.
Can I just say this, Greg, very briefly?
Yes.
Imagine believing in that ass. Oh, I almost just said the full thing. Imagine listening to that guy and saying, you know what, he's going to help my team win. What? He's the biggest narcissist in American sports.
He really is, I think.
He's bigger than LeBron.
It's like, between him and LeBron,
but,
really.
With all the things LeBron does, he doesn't tell you how to live your life. He doesn't lecture you on your behaviors. Like, he's, you know, kind of douchey, but he's also the most talented in the world at what he does.
Uh-huh.
And he's won how many? Four?
Yeah.
At least he's won a bunch. What has Aaron Rodgers won? A single title. He's won as many NFC championships as Rex Grossman. God, that guy sucks.
Well, belief is a snowball, which can become an avalanche.
Yep.
So it's good to believe. All right. I mean, what's the line for Sunday?
Last check, it was 7.
You have any faith in this New England Patriots team at all?
No.
No.
Jets, too. Like, they need a win.
Right.
This is the perfect, like...
Stop, Shime. Stop. We did that last
classic
week.
George Costanza wiki.
With Jacksonville.
You know, like,
no,
it's just completely different angle.
No. So everything, the episode where everything George was doing didn't work for him, so he went complete opposite.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I don't think that's going to work.
Know, the Jets are kind of a disaster, too.
They
didn't score a single point against the Steelers in the second
you
half.
You know who was a disaster?
Steelers are good.
Jacksonville was a disaster. And what happened when you played
them? Yeah, but they were playing for their jobs. Like, at this point, the head coach has already been canned in New York. Aaron Rodgers isn't playing for his job.
Believe me, Shyam, I'd love to jump on this train with you, but...
I know, I'm just trying to, like, make any kind of theory as to how it could be possible, but I'm not even talking myself into it.
Like Ty said, this is the Jets' homecoming, even though they're playing on the road.
Yep. But you can't even... at least I can't even have confidence in taking the points because they get blown out.
Yeah.
Like, I like that.
They don't even play close games.
Just keep Drake May safe, and hopefully he has an okay game.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. I told you. That's what we're doing now, right? Yeah. I said this last week. You guys are like, ah. You know, no, it's just want to see him go out there, get better every week, develop.
And stay safe. And,
you know, obviously, stay healthy. But if you don't win, great, because guess what? You get the number one overall pick.
Oh, and then how sweet would it be if they beat Aaron Rodgers?
So you got two wins. Big deal.
Yeah, he's already cooked. I have to, Greg, speaking of homecoming on the road, Rivers was such a behemoth in the ISL. My sophomore year, our homecoming was on the road. We had to bring, like, fake stands in. It was the most pathetic thing. We lost 42-6.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Well... Speaking of your New England Patriots, Mike Florio had this to say on Pro Football Talk about the chances that Gerard Mayo talks himself out of a job. Here is what Florio said.
Some have been saying that when you talk about the talent of the team, it's a little bit of a shot at Bill Belichick. You can't take a shot like that and have it directed at Belichick. It's directed at the current coach.
Yeah.
If you're soft, it's a reflection of the current coach.
That's right.
Mayo's going to talk his way out of this job. You realize that. We both like him. We both respect him. He, and I had somebody else with another team say this, he should not be saying the things he's saying. And it occurred to me yesterday, if he keeps talking like that, Robert Kraft's going to have no choice but to fire him.
Wow.
I mean, if they're not winning, I get it. But if he can turn it around, look at a lot of coaches have said dumb things and turned it around.
I think he said many times on this show, his philosophy is to speak to the players through the media.
Yep.
Like, so.
Yeah, he might want to change that.
He says all the time, the guys here, like he said it on our show a good three times. Like, I say things on this show so that the guys hear it. But I don't think when you're calling a football team soft that you do that anywhere other than in the locker room with them. I mean, what do you gain by saying it publicly?
Well, if he would have said...
Like, are you embarrassing them?
No, a little bit. But if he would have said, and I know he walked it back and said, well, here's what I meant. If he would have said that we played soft today,
that's fine.
Then, you're calling them out, you're making them look bad, you know, that kind of thing. But he didn't, right? He said, we're a soft team. And so now, even though he walks it back, it's kind of, you know, Curtis said it yesterday, it's too late, two paces out of the bottle, now you can't put it back in.
Right, and I would say this, Greg, about Robert Kraft, now is when you support your coach. Now is when you go and you sit in front of the Today Show or on Good Morning Football or on this program, wherever.
Or Charlemagne the God.
I mean, he's a P1 there. Uh-huh. But, you know, it's easy to say I was right to hire him when you're 1-1 and you've had a good couple weeks before the first game against the Jets. If you believe in him, because if he's the one leaking this crap, that is just the worst. Yeah. You knew this was going to be a bumpy year. You knew the team was going to struggle to win 4 or 5 games. And now you're telling people that...
You had second thoughts over the summer?
Like, where is leadership? What a fraud. Like, I'm not saying Gerard Mayo's the best coach of football. He's not yet. I don't know if he'll ever be. But you give this guy the job. You're telling Amazon pregame that you knew it 5 years ago, and you get 5 games into a losing streak, and you're already telling people you're jumping off the ship?
See, I don't know how much I can buy that,
but
though.
But how did you know it 5 years
right.
ago after a trip to Israel?
Right.
Like, that...
Well, you could know it, right?
No, Wiggy, you don't know how somebody is going to be at a head coaching position until you have observed them at the near top of the stack when it comes to... being a coach. So,
well, you could like the way he does things that you see in the building. You could
it wasn't in the building.
He was coaching this team.
No, but it was he identified him as the next head coach while they were on a trip to Israel.
Right, you could do that.
Well, what was he doing? Was he running? Did he go to the kibbutz and run people through, you know?
Maybe how he dealt with people.
You know, a defense? Like, I don't understand.
I mean, it's the same way, like, it's just kind of the same way that Brad Stevens identified Mazzulla as the next head coach, right? You might see something about this guy that you like the qualities of how he talks to people, handles the people, whatever he saw, and then go, okay, this is the next guy when I do decide to move on from Bill. The thing that I would say that I don't necessarily buy is you don't have 5 years where you're like, okay, this is the guy, this is the guy, this is the guy, and then not even halfway through his first year you go, oh, I think we made a mistake. Like, those two things ain't adding up, so I don't know how much of whoever reported that, I believe.
Well, he said it.
Who?
Robert Kraft is the one who said, I identified him.
No. I might have made
second thoughts.
Yes, I might have made a mistake. Whoever said,
I mean, it's Bedard who reported that, and then it's Tom E. Curran who said on this. Are we going to get to what Tom E. Curran said? We could get to that.
Yeah, we can get to that
in 10 minutes.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Let's get to that in 10 minutes.
But either way, how is this job appeal? If they do fire him after 1 year, right? Let's just play this. We don't know that. That's not been reported. Who the hell would want to come here? You have the quarterback. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But the roster sucks. The owner hasn't been spending on it. And after promising you a long runway, he's going to start telling people halfway through the season that you're out.
Yeah, you'd get somebody to come here. I mean,
no, I know you would, but I'm saying it's not an appealing job. Why? I mean, Robert Kraft should today say that, you know, I stand behind you, right?
Right. Yeah. And that's why I almost, it's hard for me to buy that. You identified.
Second thoughts.
Yeah, like you're not even midway through the season. Like you had.
Oh, he had second thoughts over the summer, is the reporting.
All right, so you had second thoughts. Like I don't know. Would you buy that based on if he really identified him?
Do you have second thoughts about Gerard Mayo going forward as head
No,
co- you don't.
No.
Why?
Because
what has shown you that he's going to be a great head coach?
It's not what is
the team is in disarray.
Yeah,
on and off the football field.
Yes,
guys are at free random.
Yep,
talking about what is wrong with the coaching staff.
Mm-hmm.
They're on social media.
Yep,
looking to get up and out of here. They're celebrating touchdowns by doing the phone hands and saying, call me, get me out of here. I mean, that's not what. How does that show you that he can be a head coach of an NFL team?
Because I told you, Dan Campbell's first year in Detroit, they were bad. There were times, and then even in the second year, people were calling for his job. They were like, what the kind of coaches they're talking about, bite kneecaps and bite him in the ass. Like, people were making a mockery of him. They did the same thing with Nick Sirianni when he got the job at Philadelphia, and he was like, I can't even remember, like, winning is a state of mind, and state of mind everybody's got to have. Like, so there were coaches that in their first year, they make a lot of mistakes, and they have to learn from them those mistakes. So I'm not like saying, all right, this was a mistake. I want to see what Mayo does.
How long is the learning curve, though, with this football team?
Well, I'd have to see. Like, I would say next year you'd have to see how he handles things.
Do you want to learn? Do you want a guy learning on your number three pick of a quarterback who I think is going to be a really good quarterback? Do you want somebody who's in – like, do you want an intern that is managing?
Yeah, but he has no control over him.
Yeah, and I don't think that it's affecting Drake May so far. And I don't want to say it never could, but I think that we need to give Drake.
It's going to affect his development.
But I think the offensive coordinator's got to go if you want to talk about his development. I don't think Gerard Mayo needs to go for that.
See, that I believe that might be a Elliot Wolf thing. Let Mayo, or let's bring in a guy that has the capability to maybe be a really good offensive coordinator and help Drake May develop. Then that makes Mayo's job easier.
This week, wait for it. They're going to do a toss left.
All right. Well.
Wow.
Wow. We got to get to. Was there more? They said it. We can get to that coming up.
Yep. We can get to it coming up.
Okay. We will get to more of They Said It coming up on a Celtics Wednesday. And the Celtics, man, I'll tell you, what a night last night.
Wow.
Wow.
It was, and they tied the NBA record when it comes to made threes at 29. Wow. I think anybody is going to beat this team. We'll talk to Mego.
AVP, what did you say when TNT broke out of that banner raising?
Wow.
Same.
Mego will join us at 9, and she is following this team intently this season for WEEI.
Wow.
Celtics Wednesday with Mego coming up at 9. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this moment?